Welcome to BeUnique.org's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host and your manifest partner, Mary Brotherton. And every Monday, I'll talk about how you can manifest the life you've always wanted. On the second Monday of each month, our sponsor, Jillian Harris, joins us. You can find a link to her website in the description. On the fourth Mondays, we open the show to callers who may have questions, and from time to time, we'll have special guests join us. Today, I want to talk about what to do when life gives you nothing but lemons and what that has to do with manifesting. Some people call manifesting magic. Others call it the law of attraction or the secret. And still others believe that what they have manifested is the result of prayers being answered. They're all correct. Remember that thoughts become things, so what you think about and focus your energy on will come to you. Like everything else in the universe, manifesting comes with rules, and they're not hard. All you have to do is email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com, and I'll send you your own copy of the rules. But very simply, it's all about how you speak your dreams into existence using the present tense and positive language. There are a few other little rules, but those are the main ones. So, you think you can't always be grateful? Because, you know, life hands us some unexpected obstacles. How do we deal with those obstacles? And how can we make a difference in what we continue to manifest? I don't think I said that right. Sure, life sometimes hands us unexpected obstacles, but how we deal with those obstacles can make a huge difference in how and what we continue to manifest. Perhaps I should manifest a better way of reading my script. The truth is, we're human. This means that we're all living a human existence and a human experience. And sometimes we forget who we really are. Living this life means we will suffer losses, and it's hard to find anything to be happy about during those times. Life can be tough. Life has been tough. The year 2020 was really, really tough. But guess what? You are tougher. Many experiences hurt, but you can overcome that. You will persevere. Life throws curveballs, and unfortunately, life sends us lemons. Sometimes you might think you can't drink another glass of lemonade, but did you know how many other things you can do with lemons? You can make lemon pie, lemon bars, lemon salad dressing, lemon marmalade, lemon zest, candied lemon peel, household cleaners. Indeed, you can. Air fresheners, and you can make a nice-smelling garbage disposal cleaner. But the point is not about what you can do with lemons. The point is that if you live your life with gratitude, you will be stronger. You'll be fortified when life goes against your plans. Living with an attitude of gratitude not only helps when things go wrong, it also helps improve the opportunity for things to go right more often. Trust me, the more grateful you are, the more you have to be grateful for. Do you know how to do this? I'm glad you asked. You create a gratitude journal. That's one way. Get a special book just for writing down all the things you have in your life that make you happy, bring you joy, or make your life better. If you keep this by your bed, you can list the top 5 things that are positive from your day before you go to sleep. If you keep it with you at work or in your car, you can write things down as they happen. So what happens if you've had a particularly unpleasant day? Because, you know, face it, some days are just really ungood. They're just really, really bad days. From the moment you wake up, you know, you find out your cat's sick, or your husband's sick, or your wife is sick, or your kids are sick. Or you may not even sleep at all because you haven't had a chance to wake up because you've been up all night with someone sick. But there are 5 things for which you can be grateful for, always. You have a home rather than a cardboard box to live in. And if you don't have a home and live in a cardboard box, that cardboard box is more protection than living on the streets. You have easy internet access rather than the need to wait for the library to open. If you have to wait for the library to open, then you have a place to go that is quiet and you won't be disrupted. You have food of your choice rather than a handout. If you're having a handout instead of being able to pay for your own food, you've got a belly full for the night. Shoes you bought rather than some that don't fit. And if your shoes don't fit, they still may be better than walking on the hot concrete or the icy streets. You have shelter from the elements. And if you don't have shelter from the elements, you'll find something in those elements to be grateful for. At least it's sunny and warm, or at least it's cool and refreshing. Find something for which to be grateful every day. Write down what you appreciate about yourself, because you have been wonderfully and awesomely created. You know your talents. Don't sell yourself short. Write down at least one of your skills, talents, or attributes every day. When you don't know what else to be grateful for your gifts to the world. You are the universe's gift to everyone else. Remind yourself about your positive moments from the day. These can be big moments like your team winning the championship, your nonprofit being awarded a grant, or a special relationship milestone. But most likely they will be small and fleeting. The nosy neighbor allowed me to go inside without a long chat. The rain came, so I didn't need to water the plants. I completed my assignment on time. A stranger smiled at me in the line at the grocery store, so I felt less alone. My favorite food treat was on sale. Say thank you often to your family, people in service industries, colleagues, teachers. Realize that almost anyone can be our teacher. Even that guy that makes you want to throw rotten lemons at his truck. Find something about him that you can appreciate. Know that your appreciation for small acts will encourage people to pay it forward or do more in the future. Simple thanks for even expected chores go a long way. If someone has carried out the garbage every day or before the pickup for years, when you say thank you for doing that, it means the world. It means they're not overlooked. Handwrite a card or letter of thanks to someone who's made a difference in your life, no matter how small, and mail it or give it to them in person. I appreciate how you always pick up the debris in my yard when you cut the grass. I still remember your kindness from high school. It meant a lot to me. You are a great friend, even if we don't see each other often. I really enjoyed reading your last novel. I got carried away for a while. Thanks for listening to me and really hearing what I had to say. Email those you don't have postal addresses for. It'll make you both feel great. Express gratitude at meals, alone or with others. This can be gratitude for the meal, the cook, the companionship, the farmers, or Mother Earth for providing the soil. Practice not gossiping, complaining, or judging for a day. This can be hard to do, especially if you don't realize you're doing this. When you hear yourself say things like, "I hate it when," stop for a moment and try to consider what comes next. If you're really upset, try to substitute your negative feeling with an option. So instead of "I hate it when," try "even though I don't like it when, I know there's another side to the story." Instead of "I really dislike that," try "it's upsetting that, but I know it's temporary." If you want to tell someone you shouldn't be doing, maybe you should say, "I'm concerned when I see you doing this action, but I understand it's your choice." If you get frustrated because someone's doing something, you can say, "Yes, I am frustrated about this behavior, but I also get a sense of satisfaction when something else happens." Instead of saying, "Let me tell you about so-and-so," maybe you should say, "Rather than spread gossip, I'd like to get my facts straight." Every morning when you wake up, think about what you have to be grateful for. A good night's sleep. A bad night's sleep in a comfortable bed. A bad night's sleep in an uncomfortable bed out of the elements. The opportunity to wake up another day. Clean running water, flushing toilets, indoor plumbing, sufficient food. Make a ritual of daily short gratitude meditations. You can do this by getting into a comfortable seated position. Place your feet flat on the floor. Relax with your eyes closed. Take a few deep breaths to relax your mind and body, which is when we are most open to suggestions. Think about what makes you happy or grateful. Take whatever comes to mind first. Expand upon the story of this positive experience. Allow this experience or memory to sink into your mind and body. Intensify the feeling by further visualizing this memory with as many details as you can. Keep the experiences in mind as long as you can to deeply embed the positivity it brings. Continue building a repertoire of positive experiences. Simply say thank you as often as you can. I want to leave you with a manifest statement, different ways of using one, even though we're talking mostly about gratitude. B&E's professional sales staff, dedicated to the growth and expansion of our mission, earns higher than average commissions, and we are grateful to the universe for sending them to us. So it is. Another option for the same statement is, B&E's professional sales staff is dedicated to our mission and growth, which provides them with higher than average commissions. And so it is with gratitude. A shorter way is, we are grateful to provide higher than average commissions to B&E's professional sales staff, because they are dedicated to our mission and growth, and so it is. And our final one, much, much shorter, thank you for B&E's sales staff dedicated to our mission and growth, and so it is. As you know, in other episodes, I have or will talk about a gratitude journal, a manifest journal, affirmations, affirmation lists, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, which was partly this show, and what positive statements really are. Thank you for joining me today, and remember to send me your manifest questions and success stories. If you want me to guide you on your manifest journal, reach out to me. Just email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Until next time, keep it positive. Be sure to follow B&E Radio and check out all our other shows.